Most people have a boss. You know that person you have to answer to at work? Some are good. If you have one of those, cherish them. Platform workers, people who take orders from an app, have an entirely different challenge, where good or bad bosses are irrelevant. Managers are now ones and zeros, programming code shrouded in mystery. So if the AI on your phone tells you to drive off a cliff, are drivers really expected to follow those orders?
There was no rest for the driver. They are on the road because they want to make money. And that is why you see some drivers died on the wheel.
Welcome to My Boss is a Robot, a podcast from the Solidarity Center. We're taking on the problems of platform work, from unfair wages to abusive labor practices to tech profiteering. There are so many hazards in the gig economy, and we are trying to expose some of them, especially in emerging economies from Thailand to Nigeria to Colombia. I'm Shauna Bader Blau. I'm the executive director at the Solidarity Center. On today's show, it's the attack of the algorithm. An algorithm is just a system of rules that a computer follows for every circumstance. One December day in Lagos, Nigeria, an app driver named Lawal Ayubami was just doing her thing on Uber when one of her clients canceled a ride on her. The robot, the algorithm governed by its rules, made an executive decision.
But I was blocked because of a rider's cancellation. So we always have been frequent requests. Like before you could even drop someone, you have another request already waiting for you. So in that period of waiting, people just cancel because they can't wait for that period. It might be like 10 minutes to get to them after dropping your current rider. So with that, we have a lot of cancellations.
She eventually found out that she was blocked permanently.
I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not fraudulent. I'm not dubious or anything. So why would I be blocked permanently? Because of the cancellations were getting too much. And I can't force a rider that canceled. If he cancels, that means he doesn't want me as a driver, or he can't wait for the period of the duration to get to him or her. So I shouldn't be the one to get punished for that.
This is just one of so many stories of drivers that deal with unfair algorithms, which too regularly are programmed to punish drivers at the expense of their own profits. Lawal relies on Uber to support her family.
My adopted son is 21 years in the university. My first daughter is 14 years. She wants to be a medical doctor. The second is 12 years. She wants to be a lawyer. And the last is 6 years. She also wants to be a doctor.
And what makes this situation so terrible for Ayubami? She takes her job as an Uber driver very seriously.
I love every ride to be of good experience. I don't like bad energy. When you come into my car, I want you to be comfortable.
An online review on Yelp can damage a small business's reputation. Businesses have even sued and won in retaliation. Rating score systems are also prevalent in the service industry, which are also fraught in controversy. But what if there was a rating score applied to platform drivers? Their score was only based on their productivity. This is the case of one platform worker named Niap Chuntitaka Sikon, who works as a delivery food worker in Thailand.
Customers and vendors can give the score to riders as well as to give complaint on the rider through the customer review. There are 5 levels. If you level 1, you will get the highest pay, which is 20 baht per delivery. If you level 5, you get lowest pay, which is 14 baht per delivery.
Speaking through a translator, Niap says his level right now is 3, as his rating levels reset every week.
You still get the same amount of orders, but the amount of pay will differ, and you get less pay if you get like a bad rating.
Niap constantly works in a state of apprehension that the algorithm will drop his score any given week, which in turn directly affects his weekly bottom line. In order to keep his score high, he believes he must work constantly and consistently 6 days a week.
I wake up around 8 o'clock and I start working from 10 o'clock. I work around 10 hours a day. I get home either 10 at night or at midnight.
He also says the algorithm pushes him to be reckless on the road.
Riders have to drive really fast because our income depends on the number of orders. We want to finish our job as soon as possible so we can get another order as soon as possible as well.
Back in Nigeria, where labor laws are also loose and not regularly enforced, Lawal's hours are also long. Long as in 15 to 18 hours a day.
My day starts from 4:35. I wake up as early as that to make sure I put myself together and the children. Thank God one or two that is of age so they can look over for the others. So from 6 a.m. I start work and start driving all over Lagos State. I work till I'm tired at times, like I tell people, or till I feel like the money I have now is enough to solve the day's problem.
And just like driving in Bangkok, driving in Lagos is extremely chaotic and dangerous, especially for drivers who aren't protected with medical sick leave.
On the road, basically, you actually fight to go to wherever you're going to, because we have 6-7 hours traffic in some places in Lagos.
One study estimated that commuters in Lagos spend 30 hours a week in traffic.
The bike man coming driving crazily. You have to think about the commercial buses. They are the craziest people on the in Lagos State. So you are fighting to be on the road, to be on your lane, to maintain your lane, to maneuver. You are fighting. And the way we drive here, it's crazy because we don't even have enough space from the car beside you. That is how crazy it is.
Based on our research, many algorithms unfairly punish drivers who are stuck in traffic. One driver we spoke to says he had to do the exact same drive twice to an airport. The first drive took 35 minutes. The second, stuck in traffic, added an additional 40 minutes of time, totaling an hour and 15 minutes. Yet, the driver says he was only compensated $7 more for the exact same drive that more than doubled his time. Back in Thailand, Niap remembers one night he was on the road working and a drunk driver swerved into his lane, which caused him to fall off his motorcycle. He was injured and couldn't work for a month.
The application did not help anything because before you can get support in terms of accident, you have to work longer than 6 months to get support. And there are also other conditions that I did not meet. So I had to pay from my own pocket for my treatment.
And that is why you see some drivers died on the wheel. There was no rest for the driver. They don't even go to their family. They are on the road because they want to make money. So he's working and working and working.
Okay, you thought those algorithms were bad? Wait till you hear this. Again, we are back in Thailand with the app driver Niap Chuntithakasikon.
I would say the application makes mistakes about 4 to 5 times a day.
In one instance, he says the app often notifies him of an order. He goes to open his phone and then the order isn't there. He also says the algorithm not only always miscalculates the time it takes to deliver an order, but also the distance.
So when I click to receive the order and I check with the Google Map, it seemed that the distance in the Google Map and the distance from the application map is different. The distance in the Google Map, for an example, is 5 kilometers, but the distance in the application map is always shorter, like 3 kilometers. But the distance in the application map is like you draw a straight line using a ruler. If you have to drive like that, mean you have to drive through the building to get to the customer.
Did you hear that right? The app expects the driver to literally drive through a building. He believes the programmers of the app had a place like Manhattan or something in mind where streets are on a grid. The algorithm doesn't even account for the winding roads in Thailand. But beneath the sloppy and buggy programming, NEOP believes something more corrupt is at play.
Regarding the miscalculation of the distance, I think that's not the mistake. They intend to do that because that will reduce the pay and that will reduce the cost for the application. The shorter the distance, the less they have to pay us. But the longer the distance, the more they have to pay us.
Labor activist Ariana Jimenez says NEOP might be right. The apps are literally designed this way.
Rappi has made a number of changes to the way the application functions that really amount to additional ways to maximize profit in the owner's pockets and minimize what each worker earns.
Remember the Colombian delivery app Rappi from a previous episode? They have become a target for scrutiny in the subtle ways they can exploit workers with their algorithm. First, by changing their tip structure.
What appears to be widespread practice of wage theft is happening, where it used to be, 2,000 pesos for 2 kilometers plus the tip. And so now Rappi is giving the tip to the workers, but they're essentially deducting that amount from the total amount driven per kilometer. So if a worker is driving, for example, 2 kilometers, they would expect 4,000 COP plus, let's say they got a 2,000 COP tip, they would expect $6,000. Now what they're seeing with the wage theft is they will get 4,000 COP, sometimes much less than that actually.
Rappi also rolled out their auto-accept feature. By enabling this function, drivers don't get to pick and choose their delivery orders. Instead, the app automatically accepts the orders for the drivers. But Ariana says drivers who turn off this feature are punished with less work.
So this both, getting back to this question of are they workers or are they independent contractors?
We talked about this in our last episode. How these app companies sell a false idea of freedom to these drivers who get to choose their own schedule. The auto-accept feature completely throws this notion out.
This is an employment model. When you are being required to reserve your shift, when you're being required to do the job, you're not an independent contractor making your own business decisions. But it also speaks to a mechanization and an acceleration of the precarity under which these workers eke out a living, as the terms of their working conditions and the wages for which they're working are shifting out from under them.
NEOP and Ayubami are tired of the way these companies treat their drivers. In 2021, Nigerian drivers for Uber and a similar app called Bolt went on strike to protest low wages and working conditions. They wanted the apps to decrease the commission they take on rides. And this year, Nigerian app workers won recognition for their first union. But before that, Lawal and her fellow female drivers started an organization for other women on the road called Ladies on Wheels Association of Nigeria.
We started as a group, actually, as a WhatsApp group. And glory be to God, we're able to come in numbers. And presently, we have over 300 ladies on the association.
Another rampant problem in the industry, sexism and abuse directed at female drivers.
So if we have any issue as a lady, if you have any issues on the road, you can just come up on the group and put in your location and whatever happens to you. And before you know it, one or two ladies driver will come to your aid at that time.
Fortunately for Lawal, she was able to build a strong community of female drivers who support each other when dealing with unpredictable apps. Lawal pivoted from her ban on Uber and started driving for another app, Bolt, instead. She is wiser this time around, but she feels the algorithm continues to only protect the customer, to maximize profits, rather than look out for its workers.
The first thing they will do is to block you as a driver because a rider lay an allegation on you. People just come online, try to start work, and they'll see their app being locked out. What did I do? You hear them saying, a rider reports you. Did you confirm from me? Did you make any investigation to know what happened between me and this rider before blocking me? Are you telling me that the rider has more power? The rider is holding on to my daily bread. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
But when platform workers stand up for themselves, Ariana says they're confronted with a new challenge, facing an employer that has become invisible.
And so you know, in the old days, we would go and we would march on the boss and we would demand better wages or working conditions. And there was a confrontation there that was uncomfortable for the employer. It's much harder to do that under this model where the boss is the algorithm.
In brighter news, we have a huge piece of news to report on the collective bargaining front. In early February 2023, Nigeria's government gave the green light for app drivers to organize. The Ministry of Labor recognizes the Amalgamated Union of App-Based Transport Workers of Nigeria. That means workers like Ayubami will begin to get the protections and benefits they deserve in this highly unregulated and informal sector. Now it's time for other countries to follow suit. The pressures of being a woman in the app-based economy are complex and nuanced. But when algorithms rip off their workers and replicate the gender wage gap, women suffer even more. I'm Shauna Bader-Blau. That's next time on My Boss is a Robot.